tight-fisted mm-hmm. something or somebody, and skin flint. Mm-hmm.
Anything else for Jewish people?
Although I know there are some, they just don't come to me.
Okay,
right now.
How about a name for Protestants, especially a very fundamentalist sect?
Well, although I've been very, very close to the church and all religions, and respect everybody else's religion, mm-hmm. Names like that just don't seem to come
okay.
to me right now.
Okay, fine. Well, we'll just run through these nationalities very fast because you probably won't know most of them. American Indians? Any kind of slang name?
No, I talked to one just recently.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. How about Germans?
Unless you refer to Germans as, as a nickname for them. I think Croats, something, yes.
Mm-hmm. How about Low Germans?
Can't think of that.
Italians?
They call Spick something.
All right. Polish people?
Podunks.
Mm. Russians?
Well, Reds is the only name mm-hmm. comes to mind right now.
Czechoslovakians?
Slavs.
Right. Lithuanians?
Can't think of one for them.
All right. Englishmen?
They're referred to as, that didn't come to me.
Irishmen?
Think about fighting when I think about Irishmen. They love to do that. Mm-hmm. Well, I've heard the name Billy Goat Irish and another group of Irish.
What does that mean, Billy Goat Irish? I never heard that.
That's low-class Irish that love to fight all the time.
Hmm. Well, all right, Scots?
There's a nickname for them. I can't think of that.
French?
I don't know why names for these different countries just didn't come to me.
Quite all right. As I say, most people just don't have very many names for these groups. Cajuns?
Now, we have a great many Cajuns here in Savannah working at the Savannah Sugar Refinery.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And they all came here from Louisiana with the sugar industry. Oh, I can't think of what they call them.
Did you ever hear the word Kunas for Cajuns?
I don't think so.
I understand that that's not an insult, that they use it very freely among themselves. Mm. Greeks?
You got a Greek mayor. Hmm. Can't think of.
How about Cubans? Puerto Ricans?
I had a marvelous experience when I was in Europe that there was boys from every nation in the world except Red China and Russia. Hmm. That attended that jamboree.
The Boy Scout jamboree? That would have been very interesting.
We were limited in what we could do and how much time we had off, but Charles Westmoreland, who was later became Chief of Staff of the United States Armed Services, he and I were Boy Scouts together on this trip, and we took time off and slipped off at times, and we visited boys from every nation in the world and got their names and address and corresponded with them.
You kept in touch? Oh, that's wonderful. Do you still keep in touch with any of them?
Not lately.
Not lately.
But I've had the privilege of meeting somebody from every nation in the world except the communist nations.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't think of those.
Well, that's okay.
Names for them.
Anything for Mexicans?
I read that in the paper now and then, but it just doesn't seem to register with me.
Scandinavians? Canadians?
No, I just haven't picked up any pet names from.
Now change the subject. What are the two major political parties?
Democrats, and I think there's another one called the Republicans.